This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, and it's free. How about that? Big deal.
It's free.
It's free. But wait, there's more.
Yeah, right, exactly. If you get three of them, you'll get three free.
Yes, buy three, get three free. That's the deal. Actually, we have one of those coming up pretty soon because one of our sponsors, Calitrin, is offering that very thing, Michael.
I remember the day that you learned what BOGO meant. It was a major event in the history of American commerce.
Like a BOGO? What is
it? Is a BOGO?
A BOGO?
It is
a BOGO deal.
Yeah, it's
buy one, get one free. That's the story.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. And then we'll multiply that times three later on when we talk about Calitrin. Right now, though, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here to go through the official list, the charts for the week of August the 8th to the 12th, as discerned and decided upon after the research done by the staff, talking to talk radio programmers and stations and hosts. These are the things that are important. The top 10 stories, the top 10 people list. Michael, help yourself.
All right. I don't know how important they are, but they're certainly
very
talked
important.
About a lot. And most of the conversation in the talk media and on talk radio this week centered around the number one story.
Yeah.
We have 10. Yeah. We have 10, so we went out there with our microscope, and we went out there with our James Webb Space Telescope, and we found
there you go.
The distant light of small stories that are in the top 10, such as at number 10, the media, journalism, and the First Amendment. At number 9, the Hunter Biden investigation. He hasn't been getting enough attention lately, so
no,
let's talk
poor
about
guy.
Him.
Yeah, right.
He gets talked about every time something bad happens to Trump. Then they talk about, well, what about Hunter Biden? he's the default, you know. What about Hunter?
Yeah.
And the other one is, what about Hillary?
Yeah, Hillary's running. Do you see her wearing her hats? What about all the email? Those hats? What about all that email?
Yeah, what about those emails?
What about those emails?
Yeah, what about we're in the era of what about debating?
Oh, yeah, well, I may have done that, but what about what you did?
This goes on both sides. I mean, this is equal.
Like, child's play.
Mommy,
he did that. She did that.
She did it, right.
Yeah, right. Yep.
At number 8, we have COVID-19, and if you'll pardon the expression, monkeypox. At number 7, race relations, immigration, and abortion. At number 6, the Russia-Ukraine war, tied with U.S.-China relations, tied with foreign affairs. We've got North Korea, we've got Afghanistan, we've got Iran, China, Russia, Ukraine.
Get them all.
What a wonderful world it is.
It would be.
At number 5, we have Inflation Reduction Act and climate change. They're related.
Which is, by the way, just the opposite, because they're spending so much money on all this stuff, it's going to do nothing but increase inflation. Let's hear it for the government.
Woohoo! Doug, it's only money.
That's true. It isn't even money. It's just paper, actually. They just print more paper.
Sure. Don't say that.
Okay.
People get... That could change everything. Here's the economy at number 4, which is tied into number 5 and 4. They relate to each other. At number 3, crime, police, and guns. At number 2, partisan politics and elections. And the elections are everything. The midterms, the presidential election, the election after the presidential election. I mean, we just talk about elections, ad infinitum all the way to the far future. And at number 1, the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago. Tied with Trump's legal issues. He's got more than just that cooking right now. So he's got enough scripts for another 25 years of law and order.
And do you ever think when you remember that time you had, we both had our Trump experiences. Yours was having dinner with him on a Sunday night at
I've had two dinners with the guy in the last 5 years.
And I have eaten at Mar-a-Lago, and he came over to my table and wanted to know how my crab salad sandwich was. That's my complete experience with Donald Trump.
He's a great maitre d'.
Yes, he is. And so you know what? I got to talking and thinking about this week. A friend of mine said You know, you don't really ever know anybody until you really know them. And do you ever really know them?
Exactly. And I wrote Trump a letter. I said, gosh, you never said any of this stuff was going on when we had dinner. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. I wouldn't have, you know, et with you if I had known that.
Yeah, wouldn't have eaten there. Yeah. What an outrage. Yeah. So anyway, this whole business about Trump and the raid and the politics of it all and who's going to run, we seem to have an insatiable appetite for it, but does it ever get to be too much? Will it ever burn itself out, do you think? You're the guy who's fingers
first
on
of
the
all, first of all, it's never too much because it's the common information, news, and situations that we as a nation face. And since we are in the business of dissecting that information, processing the information, revealing it, analyzing it, I would never say it's too much. No.
More. Okay. Give us more. Remember Andrea True?
No. I mean, in all seriousness, this is historic stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I can understand how you might feel that way, and people feel like
well,
enough of this. But nobody has to listen. There are places you can go. You can go to the Golf Channel. Oh, that's kind of polluted too with politics.
Yeah, it is.
Let me see. The Cartoon Channel.
That's politically
incorrect now.
There, it's all there.
Hey, you want the people survey, or should we wait after you do a?
No, I think
commercial?
You should do the people survey, and then I'll do the commercial.
Okay, at number 10, Hunter Biden. At number 9, Xi Jinping. At number 8, Vladimir Putin. At number 7, Chuck Schumer. At number 6, Joe Manchin. At number 5, the token Trump
controversy
of the week. Tim, is it Tim Michels or Tim Michaels?
I call him Michaels. I don't know.
Okay,
told me different. Yeah.
Letitia James is at 4. Merrick Garland. Isn't that a great name? Merrick Garland.
It is. He's been revived. His old
disability. It sounds like a hotel on Long Island. The Merrick Garland.
Mm-hmm.
At number 2, Donald Trump.
Can we say the next time we have our
We're having it at the Merrick Garland.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump is at 2 and Joe Biden's at number 1.
All right, so that's the list, the people list, the stories list. We'll get into some of the things that are part and parcel of those discussions and other things that are of interest and import for those who are listening to News Talk Radio. Maybe have a little sports thing thrown in here and there. A lot of the happening where it's all happening right here on the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, brought to you in part by the folks who make Calitrin, Calotren. I was talking about the Michael was kidding me about the BOGO deal. We've got a triple BOGO deal here. If you go to toploss.com and you have looked around, you've listened to me talk about this for a long, long time. You've seen the reports perhaps yourself. Maybe you've gone to the website, toploss.com. Maybe you're just tired of losing weight, gaining weight, losing it. You go back and forth like a yo-yo. It's not good for your body, that's for sure. This is a way when you get into this program, you will not have to worry about putting it back on again, because taking this using your head, Calitrin, the weight loss formula that is there's no drugs in it, no stimulants. It just has all these pure ingredients, just the right mix. 25 years ago, this doctor and his nurses put together the formula for Calitrin, which is scientifically proven to work. The collagen protein, just the right amount. The digestive enzymes, just the right amount. The aloe vera that's in it, just the right amount. And so there's no competition for this product because there's nothing like it anywhere. It'll help you help yourself to body repair and replacement, if you will. It's good stuff, and it's available now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you're there, and you get the back-to-school special. Which is buy three, get three. That's the deal. And there are plenty of other things that you get free. By the way, shipping is included when you use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G. Lose the weight. Be pleased with what you see in the mirror by going to toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors at Calitrin. When you go to toploss.com.
Right now it's a buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. Everything that we manufacture is manufactured in the United States. Supplement companies are not regulated by the FDA. Our facilities are inspected by the FDA. Whenever you make a claim or whatever's on your label, you do have to fit within those FDA guidelines. We actually go above and beyond that and even have a third party that tests it for quality and purity because we want to make sure that what we're saying is in the product, is actually in the product. Our business is family owned and operated right here in the United States. Toploss.com, or you can call us toll free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you're checking out, make sure you use discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping as well. The Dog Days of Summer Sale going on right now at toploss.com for Calitrin. 17 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen from the Good Day program with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We use this sort of solidarity between the two of us. We agree on everything. And if I don't agree with Michael, he chastises me and says, you must agree with me because I know what's right. I've listened to all these talk radio programs. I know the story. I'll inspire your children.
I get all my opinions and information from listening to talk radio.
Good for you, Michael.
Yeah.
So, did you watch any of the Major League Baseball Field of Dreams game?
No.
If you didn't find it, it was on Thursday night. I figured this, I almost called you, as a matter of fact, because I thought this was a perfect place for you. The Cubs versus, I think, Cincinnati. It was on the, it was the real Field of Dreams.
Oh, they played in that in the
they
arena,
played
that
in the stadium. Yes.
But is it in like a cornfield or something like
yes.
that?
Yes. It's the original, it's the house. It's from, it's the movie. It's the house in the movie.
Look, did anybody come? They built it. Did anybody come?
And everybody came.
Wow.
They had pictures of the buses and the cars, and people were lined up all day long just to watch the players from the two teams, the Reds and the Cubs, come in their buses. It was a phenomenal experience. I watched it. I like watching the game, kind of fun, but you see the cornfields all around. And the guys, the announcers are talking about the different kinds of hybrid corn that are being grown in the fields around the Field of Dreams. It was fascinating.
Well, as a farmer, you probably found that to be fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I thought it was very, very.
Did they have stands? Was it like a stadium?
Yeah, no, they have
people?
Stands around. They have stands that they built around
was it. Like a minor league field, a small
kind of
field.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. Yeah. Huh. And then you can see every once in a while there's a shot of the people sitting on the porch of the house, watching the game. And I expected at any moment to see what was his name. Shoeless Joe Jackson come out of the cornfield.
That's the only scene I ever saw from the movie was Shoeless
really?
Joe Jackson, not to be confused with Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe.
Yeah.
And Shoeless Joe Jackson, I saw that scene, but I never saw the movie. I hate to say it. I never
really?
Saw it.
Oh, the movie's fabulous. Costner's really comes of age in it, and James Earl Jones, and what's his face who played, who just died, the actor? Yeah, fooey. What's his name? Played Shoeless Joe Jackson. Anyway, it's a wonderful movie, and it was inspiring to watch that baseball game. It really is something about baseball much better. I know we got all of these people worked up because the football season has started, but anyway, that's the good stuff. 21 after the hour.
The top. listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every once in a while, I just like to throw you a curveball just because I want to get your reaction to something. And so if there were to be a sports talk radio list, the story list and the people list, wouldn't number one on that list be the passing of Bill Russell and the announcement that his number six is being retired across the league? So LeBron James can't wear number six anymore, or anybody else that's number six. I thought that was a pretty fascinating story.
It would be a big one, and it was a big one even in our list. You'll notice that race relations are...
Yes.
Are on the survey,
yep.
And in our deeper analysis of it, the leading story about race relations was, in fact, the story that you're citing.
Yeah.
He
was big in the race. He played for the Celtics 13 or 14 years, like they had 11 championships.
11 championships. They had 11 championships. But Adam Silver, I believe, who's the commissioner of the NBA, said that they're retiring his number not only because of his fine play, but specifically because of his civil rights activism. So, you know, quite often they talk about Jackie Robinson as being a great hero in terms of the history of civil rights and sports.
Yes.
But Bill
Russell, number was retired, number 42, right?
As it should be. I don't know if it's retired. I think it might have been retired
across the league. I think it's retired across the league. Yeah, I think
Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
It's not a curve at all. It is something that we've documented. It was the most talked about sports story on News Talk Radio. I don't know if it was on Sports Talk. Probably was, and it was a major component of how we calculated the race relations or civil rights, which came in at number seven this week on our story
list. Yep. Okay. Back to number one, just for the heck of it. I like Brian Kilmeade. You like Brian Kilmeade. He's a very good television and radio talk personality. Apparently, he showed viewers a photoshopped image of the judge who approved the FBI raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and tried to pass it off as real. Even our pal Sean Hannity had something to say about it. But this is fun, in a manner of speaking, because it focuses them. I don't think this is negative. I think this is positive versus the Alex Jones stuff, which was bad for everybody. I don't know. Do you think I'm wrong on that?
I'm not totally sure of what the ramifications were of it. Why don't you further explain?
Well, apparently what happened on his program on Thursday was, you know, a lot of the folks that are right-wing hosts or right of center are sort of supporting Tucker Carlson, got in on this a little bit. It was an image of the judge.
Was this on Tucker Carlson's show that Brian Kilmeade sat in as the guest host of?
Yes.
Okay, that is right. Correct. Now yes. It's putting it into more of a clear situation.
Was I not making it clear? I'm sorry.
I was saying, how did he show this on his radio show? But I'm aware.
No, but they talk about it on his radio show. That's yeah, what
I'm aware, though. I'm aware that Brian Kilmeade filled in for Tucker Carlson. So did he do it as a joke, or did he do it because
I took it. I took it that way, but apparently, you know, there are a lot of people who are supposedly, you have journalism as a number 10 this week, and right. Not many people have a sense of humor. There's nothing funny about that.
Well, it all depends on whether it was meant as a joke or not. What did the Photoshop picture depict?
It depicted hold on a second, because I can't start this and finish it because we got 10 seconds and my voice is.
Do you have enough wind to do a Bogo commercial?
No, I have enough wind to tell you it's 28 after the hour, though.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor.
The search warrant used by the FBI during the raid of former President Donald Trump's Florida residence was unsealed. The warrant includes a list of seized property. It states that the, quote, 45 office, all storage rooms, and all other rooms used by Trump and his staff were searched. The unsealed warrant also states, quote, records constituting evidence, contraband, fruits of crime, or other items illegally possessed earlier Friday, President Trump said on Truth Social that the documents taken by the FBI did not include classified information. This is USA Radio News. Heavy downpours soaked Las Vegas for the second time in recent weeks, flooding hotels and casinos. That was the sound of a river-like flowing through the parking garage of Harrah's Las Vegas and Link Hotel. Water also poured through the ceiling of Planet Hollywood and soaked the casino floor. Video shared through social media shows stunned casino patrons watching as water cascaded onto card tables below. According to the National Weather Service, over a half of rain fell.
Without understanding the fiscal impact on the American people, House Democrats forge ahead with the Manchin-Schumer social spending and taxation plan called the Inflation Reduction Act, which is considered by many to be misleading. The bill will add 87,000 new IRS agents. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now, second half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. I always love it when Michael helps me pronounce Xing Jing Ping Ding Dong. I don't ever get that right, and he always gets it right, so...
Xi Jinping. That French
guy. Who names their children Xi? Right?
Chinese people. And Xi is his family name.
Xi is? Yeah. So his first name is really Jinping, and Xi is his family. So they do it backwards in China. Well, we know
Or they think we do it backwards.
No, we don't. We do it forwards.
If you weren't China, right, you'd be Stephen Doug. You'd be Doug.
Uh-huh. I could practice my Yoda isms over there much better than we can practice them here. All right, let's go back to the Brian Kilmeade thing for just a moment to clarify what we were talking about a few minutes ago. News talk host Brian Kilmeade on the Fox Network, and he does Fox and Friends, I think, in the morning every day, and then follows it up with a radio show.
And then he was filling in for Tucker Carlson at night. He was tired.
Right, yeah. And so whether he was part of the gag or not, I don't know, is it no harm, no foul, or does the judge have a reason to be ticked off about being his face being photoshopped on a picture of Jeffrey Epstein getting his toes rubbed by Ghislaine Maxwell? So
if it was done to deceive, then it's not a good thing. If it was done as a joke and it was apparent that it was a joke, then it's satire.
Right. Exactly. There you go. We need more satire. But not the kind. See, here's the thing. I'm going to show you my unobjectivity. I think most of the time what I do on the Good Day program is pretty objective. I'd like to think that was the case. But I'm really a little more right of center than I am left of center on most issues. And so when I see this kind of stuff, I think to myself, oh, this is kind of fun. And when Stephen Colbert takes a shot at it, I think, ooh, you stink. Because I don't like Stephen Colbert because he's so radically to the left, he annoys me. So what does that tell you about me and where I really am politically? Does it tell you anything? Does it make a difference? I don't know.
Look exactly what you said, that you're a little bit right of center and you find Colbert too far to the left.
Yeah.
And it annoys you.
It does.
That's what it tells me.
Okay? Next.
I mean, I walk around all day long worried about what you think.
Now, I know you do. Yes, I'm sure of that. Absolutely, positively. Did you know that Cool Whip and Tang were invented by the same person? I just wanted this as a fact of the week.
You're kidding.
No.
How could so much genius be concentrated in one human brain?
Amazing, isn't that?
Isn't that? Cool yeah. Whip. That's
work for NASA.
I love Cool Whip.
Ooh, it's bad for you, Michael. No,
It's pure chemical. But sugar. I don't want to say anything bad about it. I don't know. Well, some Cool Whip is sugar. I like the diet Cool Whip.
Ah, good for you.
I shave with it.
You can. Number two on the list this week. I want to go back to this, the political realities of running for president. Apparently, this week, both Ivanka, Trump's daughter, and Melania, Trump's wife, have tried to talk Trump down off of the ledge. They want him not to run for president. They want to continue their fabulous lives. And if Donald Trump becomes president again, even if he runs again, they think it will ruin their lives. Their lives have quieted down since he got out of the White House. They like that. And so the two of them have gotten together to work over the fabulous Mr. Trump.
That's amazing when you think about those two getting together, because you can be sure there was no love lost between those two.
Yeah, I would think there probably wasn't. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Yeah. So anyway, I just think it's very interesting to look at these personalities and what goes on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So with regard to the war, can we go back to some of the issues here? Number six.
We can do whatever you want.
And I know that I'm at fault because I'm the one who gets you to stray. Number six is our relationship with Russia, Ukraine. Ukrainians bombed the hell out of the Crimean Air Force Base, where all of the bigwigs from Russia fly in so they can go to the Crimean beaches. Crimea, that part of Yugoslavia, is just like Cape Cod, and they all love going there.
I'm sure it's exactly like Cape Cod.
Yeah. Well, you know.
They have great lobster there.
Yeah, right. Fried clams.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, this week, the continuing sort of subset to the war is the fate of Brittany Griner. Ms. Griner, the WNBA star, you know that.
Yep.
And the former Marine Paul Whelan, who's over there incarcerated as well. Yep. The Russians have said negotiations are underway over the prisoner swap. So the question being asked by people on the air is, Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan worth Victor Bout, who is probably one of the most notorious arms dealers in the world, and a bad guy, killed dozens of people. So it's a two-for-one swap, or maybe a two-for-two.
It's a BOGO.
Yeah, right. Yes, it is a BOGO deal.
Yeah. Right.
Buy one, get one free.
Right.
So, anyway.
It's a good question. And you know, if you're asking me to answer it, I'd just say it's a rhetorical question. And it makes us really question our values and why things are done somewhere between them being inherently important or simply being cosmetic appearances, hypocrisy, for the sake of appeasing the political base.
One of the things that I got this week on the Good Day program was an email from somebody who was a veteran of World War II. Also, he served in Korea and Vietnam, so not a lot of people had done that. And he was taking Ms. Griner to task for going over there and using American dollars, taxpayer dollars, to try to negotiate her way, or Americans trying to negotiate her way out of a situation which she clearly was guilty of under Russian law. She should have known better. So here are all of these, this guy's saying, all these veterans who have problems, we don't seem to have enough money to take care of them, but we got enough money to try to get you out of jail for doing something stupid that you should have known that you shouldn't have done. I thought it was an interesting guy. I was obviously angry. And I think there are kind of a lot of people who are angry, and Brittany Griner seems to be like taking this as if she was wrong, according to the Russians, and according to Russian law, she was. We may say, oh yeah, oh, what's having a joint? She's got all these pains, and so she smokes a joint and yada, yada, yada. But it's she'd been over there before. She clearly knows that it wasn't the thing to do, and she can tell people all she wants. Oh, it was a mistake. I forgot I had it. Yada, yada. But you can see what the guy's talking about, I think. Aren't you, Michael?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I certainly understand that. And I understand why people say, you know, why her, not me? How come that, not this?
Yeah.
This is all part of a conversation in terms of evaluating where we stand ethically, in terms of integrity, in terms of justice.
Yeah.
Valid questions, indeed.
Yep. Okay. The fact that we have this focus on the weather, climate change, Inflation Reduction, you put those two together at number five this week on the charts.
Yeah, well, they are related.
Yeah, of course they are. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But also related to this story, not only the situation in America with what people think is climate change and the heat that we've had here. You and I both live in Massachusetts. It's been very humid and hot last couple of weeks. And so what about the weather has caused these fires? Look at the situation in France. We'll talk about that and other climate change issues after this. The People List, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, from the charts this past week, August 8th to the 12th, that's our focus. At number 10, Hunter Biden shows up. At number 9, the leader of China, zing, 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 okay. Number 8, Bad Vlad. Number 7, Chuck Schumer. Joe Manchin is number 6 on the People List from Talkers. Tim Michaels is number 5. Letitia James, number 4. Merrick Garland is 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden comes in at the number 1 position, which you would expect him to do because he's the president in resident. That's our Joe. And that's the list of the important people that are being discussed, sort of in cooperation or coordination with the top 10 stories. That's at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LUCK for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LUCK. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LUCK for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code LUCK for a $5 bonus.
So what's the deal? As we get into the summertime, Calitrin always has a deal. You go to toploss.com. How do you take advantage of whatever the special is at the moment?
Well, right now at toploss.com, we have the big 4th of July special. This is the unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So that's buy 4, get 4, buy 10, get 10. It's at toploss.com. You can check out online. We do have free shipping on that special right now, too. But if you want to do a mix and a match, or if you have questions, you want to speak to somebody on the phone, you can call us 1-833. Top Loss. Now, mix and match would be like if you wanted to get, you know, a couple of liquid here, a couple of capsules, a couple of powder, and you wanted to mix and match that. We can personalize that by phone. So that's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Lots of great reasons for you to work on your body. Make sure you're healthy. Use Calitrin to stay that way. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan here with the list of the stories that have made it to the chart this week, according to research done at Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com or gooddayshow.com. At number 10, the First Amendment, freedom of speech, all that good stuff. Part of the discussion with journalism in the focus. Number 9, Hunter Biden's investigation. Number 8, COVID. I suppose monkeypox goes in there as well. Number 7, the immigration problems, sort of coupled or tied with continuing focus on abortion. Number six, the war. Number five, inflation. Number four, right? Five and four, more or less the same. Discussion of inflation, how to get it down, and how that impacts the economy or vice versa. Number three, crime. Number two, politics. And number one, the FBI raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. That's it. That's the list. 45 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly talk radio review, a part of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher. He always has lots of pithy thoughts and insight, information about the stories and the hosts. So I wanted to expand on number five, if I can, with your permission, Michael, talking about the climate and are the climate changes causing these fires. Look at the temperatures in Europe this week. England was 107, was 104 in France, and all these fires around the great wine country, Bordeaux, in flames. 37,000 acres have been destroyed. They don't usually have these kinds of problems in Europe. We have them here, but they don't seem to, they haven't had this kind of heat. So that adds fuel to the fire, pardon the pun, to all the discussion, right, about climate change and chicken
Totally. Between the actual weather and then the fact that we have a major piece of legislation that includes the environment, climate change remains a major topic of conversation. Even when we're talking about Trump and Mar-a-Lago, climate change is big now in terms of being an area that's talked about in the media, both mainstream and alternative.
Yeah. It is really very, it's interesting to see how this all plays out in America. The solution is solar energy, according to some. I happen to believe solar energy is very, very practical and very good. Electric cars, I'm not convinced about that, but man, you see the number of electric cars that are being sold and the incentives in this bill. If you live in California and you buy an American-made electric car, you're going to get $10,000 off your taxes. Just like that, for buying an electric car made in America. And that's huge. A lot of people would be, that's good for the economy's number four. So it relates, four and five are kind of related anyway, don't you think?
Yeah, they're totally related. That's why they're next to each other.
Right. I figure that out?
You think it's easy putting this survey together every week? Not easy. A lot of thought goes into it, and it's certainly imperfect. But I hate to say this, nobody does it better.
Well, that's for sure. I agree with that. By the way, and this is not about it not being perfect, but a lot of people are telling me Anne Heche.
That would have been number 11. The death of Olivia Newton-John and the dire circumstances of Anne Heche. She may die. It doesn't look very good.
Well, they're already figuring out how to get her, extract her organs. So, adios. But, you know, you wonder the behind the scenes is what was going on in her life? And doesn't this make for good dramatic talk radio as well? What in the world is going on in this woman's life? She has fentanyl in her system, cocaine in her system. There was an empty bottle in the front seat, but apparently she wasn't drunk. She was just high on all kinds of things because her life, according to people that are close to her, was a mess. And this is her way of checking out.
Possibly. I don't know, you know, the details of what led her to have that, what it was like a one-car accident.
Yeah.
But certainly what we've learned time and time again is that just because a person is a celebrity and just because they're wealthy doesn't mean they don't have major problems.
Right.
Either brought on by themselves or the pressure they face being a celebrity and maintaining that stature.
You know, the good news of the week with the economy at number four again, the stock market sort of is stabilizing, price of gasoline's going down, houses are the price of a mortgage is going down. So this may be, I don't think it's over, but I've said many times on the air, I don't think this particular bump in the road is going to be that long-lasting because there are too many strong signs.
My opinion is we're going to have a roaring 20s ahead of us. The economy is going to boom, and by the time 2024 comes around, the entire presidential election is going to be based on a whole different set of circumstances.
Not the economy, stupid?
I think the economy... I don't think the economy is going to be the issue. I may be wrong, But I see signs it's going to be booming.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Michael Harrison here with Doug at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 53 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Stephen J.J. Wiseman. You notice how my voice dips like a real professional announcer when I say that to Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here now. Away we go. He's a professor of law. And practices. I think I like the introduction of you being a professor of law, because I don't think you're practicing there. I think you got it down pretty well.
Appreciate
I also,
that.
A big force in the look out for scams movement. But here's something that's going on that I think deserves some commentary from you. The feds, this probably folks in our audience would be interested in knowing how your taxpayer dollars are being used. You're government in action. So you're actually probating an estate now. You want to tell us the story of what's in the estate and how the government is blunking it up?
Particularly since the pandemic, it has been impossible to get any kind of response from federal agencies, particularly the IRS. But what I ran into, I'm probating an estate. There are a number of savings bonds, actually hundreds of thousands of savings bonds. So we need to cash them in. And you can't just go to a bank or something. You have to send them to a center in Minnesota. So I send them into Minnesota with the excessively detailed forms and the documentation showing that my client is the personal representative of the estate. So after a month it takes them, they send me a letter saying, in order to process this, we need a newer appointment. We need one dated within the last 30 days. Fine. So I get that. And then I wait another month. And then I get the same letter that you have to send me, the letter that you already sent. And so you can try an email, and they say, nope, you can't email us. Then you call on the phone, and I'm waiting. They're going, due to heavy caller, we're not even going to let you hang on the line. And then I call again. They said, if you have a number, and I have a number that they give me, my case, you can call through. So I call through there. Nope. we're not talking to you. Call again. Yes, you can hang on, and maybe someone will get to you. Right now, your estimated wait is over 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I mean, the inefficiency, and I ran into this with the IRS a year or so ago on another case, and quite frankly, to tout her service to her constituents, I went to Senator Elizabeth Warren's office, who contacted the IRS, and suddenly everything got done. But it is shameful what the bureaucracy has turned into. It's not a matter of Republican or Democrat. I've had this in both recent administrations, but the federal government is just not doing its job.
Well, you know, if a president really wanted to make a difference, this is where he or she would start. All right, you all work in the federal government.
Yep.
I'm the boss. This is the way I want it to go. Can't get it done? You're fired. Okay, we have to pay you off, so we'll pay you off, but you got to get out of there. This is a service business, and it is the Registry of Motor Vehicles of Massachusetts, the same exact thing.
Oh,
try
yeah.
to get to somebody that will do anything. Instead, they want to get you. If you make any noise about their inefficiencies, they'll go out of their way to try to get you, make your life miserable, difficult, impossible. This is the psychology or the psychosis of being a public servant. And so they all, oh, you can't lump us all together. Well, there's way too many people who are just there clocking it in and clocking it out. And it's tiresome for the taxpayer to see on a public works project four guys standing around holding a shovel and one guy doing all the work. We're tired of it. Enough already.
Yeah, and you know, you're right, and I've seen this, and it isn't everyone. And when I find that one person in an agency who does it, I keep that number and I use them. You know, you bring up Ronald Reagan was once asked about how he was going to improve the postal service, which is in abysmal shape, and he said, "I'm going to start mailing them their checks," which I thought was a great response.
Yeah, it is a good response. All right, you got 30 seconds on the FBI raid into Trump's house.
Yeah, well, it's very interesting. It was done in accordance with the law. There was no planting of evidence. And what's coming out now is the fact that they've got documents that dealt with nuclear weapons at an insecure place, the private club residence where anyone can get in. So this is what the FBI should be doing. The president shouldn't have taken these papers to begin with.
How did they find out that he had them? Somebody must have squealed.
There is a tipster, and it is wonderful
tipster.
Trying to figure out
who it is. Right, exactly. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.